Hey there, lovely souls, and welcome back to Neo Self-Care, the podcast where we're on a mission to empower and uplift you. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, and I'm thrilled to be your companion on this journey to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilled you. Each week, we dive into the world of self-care, personal growth, and all things positive and empowering. From practical tips to heartwarming stories, we're here to inspire you to live your best life. So whenever you're tuning in during your morning commute, your daily workout, or your cozy evening wind down, get ready to unlock your full potential, nurture your soul, and join our amazing community of self-care enthusiasts. You're not alone on this journey. We're in this together. So grab your favorite drink, find a comfy spot, and let's embark on another exciting episode of Neo Self-Care. What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti Maya, though some of you guys may know me as Sage Emerald. I am really looking forward to having today's conversation. Typically, I would like prep for the show and kind of just like keep things in order. But I'm feeling like there's just a lot of things that I just want to express. Most of the time when I'm talking to you guys, you know, it's because either these are certain things that have kind of helped me along my journey, or like I'm going through something and I feel like, okay, well, I may not be the only person going through it. So let's just, you know, be real about it, put it all on the table. And so that's kind of where I'm going, you know, this time. I know typically in the past, like our sessions together have always been like practical tips and stuff to really like, you know, boost creativity or boost healing and all this other stuff. But I just want to be authentic for a second. I just want to be real, and I just want to have like some real life conversations that I feel like is needed to be had. So with that being said, we will, like normal, in the session or in this podcast with the oracle card from the Sacred Self-Care Oracle, because self-care is everything, right? But the direction that we're going to be hitting on is going to be a little different. So I'm going to be a little open. I'm going to be a little vulnerable because I want you to be able to do the same for yourself, not necessarily for anybody else, you know, but I want you to know that it's okay and it's real and it's life and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So first and foremost, I do want to apologize for my delay. I have been sick, y'all. Like, I literally don't even know what was going on with me. Like, the sickness was sicknessing, and I took that as a sign to really just like take a step back and reevaluate my life and my direction. I feel like sometimes that you'll get sick, and like physically sick, and it may be a spiritual sign, a need for healing, a need for detoxing and things of that nature. And I feel like that with me, you know, being sick, I wasn't really doing like readings like that. I really just took the time to sit with myself, and then there was like so many transformational things that's been going on in my life, and I was unaware of how to move forward. Like, if I wanted to come back and do the podcast, if, you know, like, I just wanted to be real, and I feel like that going forward, I just needed to be realer than what it's already been. And so, like I said, going forward, a lot of things are going to be shifting. The conversations we're going to be having are going to be shifting, because I feel like that I really truly understand my purpose for being here now. And while I understood it before, it's like I understand it on a whole nother different level. And I do know that I'm here to heal people. I do know I'm here to bridge a gap between, you know, all parts of yourselves. And so that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to be hitting on. So the topic of today is inspired by myself. that, you know, like somebody pointed out to me, I was talking to a friend, and they pointed out a few things that I realized I was not really trying to come to terms with within myself. And so even though I say this topic is inspired by myself, it truly was inspired by my friend, because I feel like although like I knew what it was, it wasn't really fully thrown in my face the way that they made it be thrown in my face. So shout out to you, Sagittarius. But other than that, we're going to talk about fear. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about fear from all different types of aspects. Fear can be just scared to take or, you know, take a chance. Fear can be, I mean, really, that's just what it is on all levels. But you could be afraid to, you know, connect with somebody new. You could be afraid to be yourself. You could be afraid to go on a trip. You could be afraid to do anything. You know what I mean? But it is something that's just so crippling if you allow it to cripple you. And that's something that I realize I have been living a very long time. And I've just, you know, it's crazy because I always say, oh yeah, I can help other people, but for some reason it just don't get that way with myself. And I realized that I was speaking words of fear over myself because I felt like I was not strong enough or not capable enough to heal myself the way I heal other people. But I understand that it came from a place of fear, not really believing in myself when it comes to myself, knowing, again, I could do for other people, but I was afraid to really face myself, you know? So we're going to talk about it a little bit. We're going to talk about it just a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. Because I don't know if you also are facing that in your life. And I want to tell you that, you know, going within and facing your fears is a form of shadow work. It really is. And it's, you know, it may not be something easy. It may not be something that you want to do, but I'm telling you, it's totally worth it. Growing up, I've gone through a lot of things in my life. Okay. I've always felt, and I say felt because I don't feel that way anymore today, right now. I don't. But I know that I have been carrying with me for 31 years, feelings of inadequacy, feeling like I'm not enough, feeling like I'm not deserving of things in my life, feeling like, you know, I just wasn't given the affection and love and blah, 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 all stuff in my life, you know, and those are the cards that I was given. And some people say you choose your life, so maybe that was the life that I chose. but going through life, you know, and having like a lack of foundation, you know, growing up, being in foster care, having, you know, not having like that stable family connection, not feeling like I was enough for even my own parents, not feeling anything, feeling invisible at times, like I was just forgotten. All this shit catches up to you as you get older, you know? And I realized that I had created a relationship with myself where I would seek validation and approval from other people on the outside. And I would feel bad about it. I wouldn't even talk about it because it felt like such an embarrassment to me. It felt like, oh my god, like I can't talk about this. I can't tell people that I'm like this inside. And I would pretend, knowing that I was just seeking approval and validation from everybody else. And the crazy thing about it is, like I said, I've been carrying that for 31 years, and I am 31 years young. But I say I've been caring for 31 years because some people are like, oh, okay, well, maybe not when you was a baby, but yeah, when I was a baby, like I was in foster care when I was 2 weeks old. All right, like I have been conditioned for life, and I just didn't want that anymore because it just, you know, like the self-sabotaging actions, the, you know, the feeling alone, even when like you're around other people, it just caught up to you. And it just came to a point where you just have to be real about it, and you have to not necessarily blame other people, because putting blame on somebody else is not going to do anything, but really just looking at yourself and like, look, I don't want to carry none of this anymore. I don't want to carry this pain anymore. I don't want to carry this hurt. So rather you went through any type of like emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, anything of that nature that has conditioned you to believe that you were anything less than the greatness that you truly are, you gotta let that go. And you gotta not be afraid to let it go. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing is connecting with yourself. And you're connecting with that side of you that you don't like to believe is there, but yet it is there, which is why, you know, certain things are limited in your life, which is why you probably grab something good and you look for when it's gonna leave, because you're so used to something just not working out, you know? And it's like, it's crippling. It's so crippling, and it's a sense of fear. So I just want to encourage you to not be afraid of yourself, but to really be able to go inside of yourself and ask uncomfortable questions and see where something comes up from. And, you know, like maybe you don't have to revisit the memory. Maybe you just revisit the emotion. One thing about you is that you may not can remember a situation, but you know how you felt about it. You know how it makes you feel. And, you know, I feel like that sometimes you can take the easy way out and be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do shadow work. I'm going to do it. Yeah, let's go. And then you don't really put your all into it. It's so easy to pretend and fake things out, but yourself really knows, you know? And so, like, again, taking it back to me, because I can only speak on myself, I will say, like, yeah, I've been doing shadow work for years. Like, I've been working on trying to heal things. I've been working. And then I really had to be like, but did you, though? Like, did you really, though, Vashti? Like, did you? Like, really? Or are you just doing enough to get by? Are you just barely scratching the surface? Because if you really felt that way, if you really did the work, you wouldn't feel what you feel so heavily, you know? And, like I said, I can tell other people how to do the methods, and then I'll come face-to-face with me, and I'm like, we're gonna go ahead and take the easy way out. Like, just to call it what it is, I was like that. I did that, and and I thought I was helping myself, but I was afraid. I was afraid to really face myself, and so like I said, I had a friend that pretty much held a mirror up to me without me even realizing it. And I don't even know if they realized it for real. I don't even know if they knew what they were doing. But, you know, within that mirror, like, I was like, I want to be different. I want to be better. I know that there's things that don't feel right. You know how it feels to hold on to things? Like, you just know this is not you anymore. You know that you gotta let it go. You know that you gotta release. You know you have to grow in your power. You know you have to, you know, be different. Like, you know when it's time to let go of things. And I didn't want to hold on to it anymore. I didn't want to. And so, like, he shared a method with me, and I did it, and, you know, I didn't expect anything, because I was like, this isn't gonna work. I've already did this. Even though I know that I didn't do it the way I probably should have, I was just, you know, Capricorn moon. I'm stuck in my way sometimes. Sometimes I don't want to feel my feelings. I don't want to deal with it, because it's a little too real. But I did, and I'm telling you guys, it was amazing. It was scary. It was, I don't even want to say it was depressing, because it was me, you know, like, and I felt what I felt, and you may get emotional, you know, like, rather you're a male or a female, like, you're gonna get emotional. Of course, if you're a woman, sometimes you can get a little bit more emotional, but it was freeing. It was freeing, and it was necessary, and I knew I had pain, I knew I had hurt, I knew I had sadness, I knew I had all of these, like, deep, 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 low vibrational energy inside of me that was so good at hiding itself so well that, like, but I didn't realize how heavy it really was until I felt how light I became. And it was freeing. And so I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to make it a purpose to tell everybody to, like, get on board with that, to really mend yourself, really fix yourself, because you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. It's not about doing it for other people. It's not about, you know, maybe if I do this and I'll attract it. No, it's about doing it for yourself. Because that's self-love, y'all. You know, like, I'm heavy on self-love. I preach self-love, self-care. But I didn't ever realize that I truly wasn't giving myself that. I realized I was doing the bare minimum. And I was just like, if I'm doing the bare minimum, like, there's probably somebody else doing the bare minimum. And you just got to take accountability and be like, look, this, that, and the third happened to me. That's okay. It's not happening now. You can't continue to become a slave of your past. You cannot continue to become a slave of your fears, your sadness. And everybody may not have had, like, a terrible childhood, right? Because if you talk about inner child healing and things of that nature, maybe you didn't have a terrible childhood. Maybe you just fed beliefs to yourself that are just not in alignment with you anymore. And it's about just releasing and letting it go. And I'm telling you, it's like a, oh man, it's like, for anybody that knows tarot, it's like you've been carrying, like, the Ten of Wands this entire time, and then wands on turn into swords, and you over here just like, dang, like, what the heck? But then you embody the strength energy. You embody the strength to be able to look within yourself and go into that devil side of you, you know, referencing tarot, and fighting your way through, and not even fighting, but just opening yourself up to you. Because some of us are so closed off that we don't realize that we're so closed off to ourselves, and that's why we think that we're fine and we're not, because yourself has learned to not trust you. So it's like going within and finding where that lack of trust began or where that lack of trust is, and healing it, fixing it, becoming the temperance, becoming the balance within yourself, restoring the balance within yourself. So you go from that devil energy to the lover's energy, again, tarot reference, but you know, so that you make such a miraculous change and a connection within yourself that you have more cups to give yourself, and you become a part of that beautiful two of cup energy. And it's just great, you guys. That's all I'm saying. And I don't feel like I have felt this much peace and calmness and safety in a long time, if ever, just to call it what it is, if ever. And it's a little displaced because it's like, okay, this is different, but you're here for the journey. You know, you're here for the ride. You're just like, okay, it's something new, something different, but you know what? I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna get it. Like, we're gonna see what new doors open now that I have opened one, fully shut it, not leaving me in there, but taking me out to venture out to new opportunities and new potentials. And you just look at things a lot differently, and your heart becomes full instead of empty, and you have more love to give yourself and more validation to provide to yourself and more appreciation and more congratulations and more love for you. You're not concerned, you're not worried, because you know that the biggest thing that has been missing in your life was your connection to yourself. So if you know that you need that healing, if you know that, you know what, like, maybe you don't know how to do it, but you're just like, look, I feel that I need to do this, I feel that it's right for me to do this, let me do it. Like, do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because through fear comes opportunity. Through fear comes change. Through fear, there is love. And if you can change your perspective on that, if you can change how you're feeling about it, and you can just take a minute for yourself, I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be totally worth it at the end. And it's going to feel so free and so enlightening. And so I implore you to go within. If you can't do it by yourself, find somebody to help. If you can't find somebody to help, pray for somebody to come around. Somebody will come. If you seek, you shall find. That's one thing I know for certain. If you seek, ye shall find. So I just really wanted to talk about that. I know that, like, you know, like I said, typically I provide different types of advice and stuff like that on here, but I just wanted a moment of, like, genuineness, you know. And I'm gonna be real, like, these episodes are gonna change, they're gonna shift, they're gonna go in a different direction, because I am just here for the healing. We're here to heal, we're here to fix, we are here to hold ourselves accountable of change, for change, with change, for ourselves. We're here for self-love, real love, unconditional love for yourself. Because just like the very first episode I ever did, if you're not showing up for yourself, you cannot show up for anybody else. It will fall away. Because it's not real, it's not genuine. And you can have all the unconditional and unconditional love in the world for other people, and at the end of the day, it will not feel as fulfilling because you don't have it for yourself. So love yourself more, cherish yourself more, present yourself at opportunities, do something nice for yourself. Like, You know, like, do something nice for yourself. Do something you've never done before. And heal. And fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Just fix it. You know? And I'm not saying that that's just going to be it once it's done. Like, okay, I did this. Now it's done. I mean, like, life is a constant journey. But you look at things from a different perspective now. And you've attacked the root. You've attacked the root of the issues. So now, going forward, it's easier to handle because you have started at the root. It's like you started at the bottom. Now you're here. No pun intended. But for real though, you know what I mean? That's what it's like. So just, you know, like I said, just show up for yourself a lot more and heal yourself. And don't skip out on healing. You can never skip out on healing because you think everything's fine. You're going to think everything's fine one day. And then all of a sudden, things are just going to, like, boom, explode. And you're going to be like, what the heck? Like, I thought I was fine. No, you didn't. You knew you wasn't fine. That's why you've been skipping out on this stuff the whole time. Like, so take that moment for you. That's what I'm saying. Like, take that moment for you. Take the moment to do the work. Take the moment to do the healing. Take that opportunity to do something different in your life and prove it to yourself. Find the love within yourself. Find the trust within yourself again. Open up your heart. Do the healing. Do the healing. Because it's fulfilling. No, seriously, y'all. Do the healing. Okay? Yeah, that was short, sweet, and to the point. So, here's what we're going to do. I am going to pull... you guys probably heard me, like, opening it. I have the Sacred Self-Care Oracle deck here. And we're going to pull three different cards and really just channel the energy and focus on the energy. And, you know, it comes with journal prompts for those who love to write. But whatever is in the energy right now for us to do, it may or may not be something that we have already connected with. It's whatever, you know, whatever you hear, whatever source, whatever spirit, whatever God, whatever universe, whatever you believe in, whatever it is that that wants to come out. Okay. So let's do it. We're going to pull three cards. So a little ASMR for those who like that. Alright, what is the energy that those who are listening to this podcast need to know right now? What do they need to know regarding self-care? We got one. We have two. And the last one, we're gonna take that one. Alright, y'all. So, starting with the first one. Oh my gosh, I love this. This is, y'all, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what direction these podcast episodes go, like, the cards always align. They always align. The first card that we have today is Alone Time, represented by the number 2, which equals partnerships, divinity, union within yourself. The mantra for this card is, I make time to focus on myself. I make time to focus on myself. So the card says, joyously explore your alone time. Think about what you would like to do in solitude, then plan so that your time is freed up and your commitments are put on pause. Find peace in stillness by completely tuning into your own needs. You can keep it simple and plan something like a quiet night at home to journal and be introspective. Or maybe you can go for a walk, work on a creative project, meditate, or try any solo activity that feels restorative to you. Be sure to communicate to your loved ones how important this is to you and make them aware of how it allows you to show up more fully in the daily life. That way, they can support you by respecting your time that you need to be alone without interruption. So the journal prompt for this particular card is, how does having alone time make you feel? What emotions and memories come up for you when you're alone? And like I said, I find it so interesting that this card comes out, especially when we're talking about, you know, like letting go of fears, releasing fears, going within yourself, doing some healing, doing some shadow work, doing the things that are necessary. spending that time alone in your own personal oasis, checking in with you, finding yourself, checking to see if you're still there. Are we still here together? Do you still trust me? What do I need to do? How can I make you happy today? To yourself. You know? So I find it, like I said, I find it very interesting that it showed up, because that's what we're talking about. That's what it's about. It's about you. It has always been about you. The journey of life is about you. It's about showing up for yourself fully, identifying yourself to become better for other people, to become a service to other people, but for doing it for yourself first. You are the journey. So take that time to be alone. Spend time alone. Have that alone time. Interesting. Another two card. The next card you have is Dream Journal, represented by the number 20. 2 and 0 make 2. So again, staying with that duality, right? I know the number 20 also represents judgment in a traditional tarot deck, meaning realizations, understanding, finding what works and what doesn't, being able to identify those things. But the fact that we have Dream Journal, the biggest thing is, I feel like before we dive into the message, is making sure that you are resting. Some of you guys may feel like you're sleeping, but you're restless when you wake up. You have too many things on your mind that you need to release. Some of you guys may be getting certain messages in your dreams, and you should be writing them down or record them, or, you know, look into it. Sometimes we are providing answers to questions that we seek or prayers that we ask for in our dreams. I'm a firm believer that our dreams are, you know, take us to a spiritual realm. It takes us within ourselves, rather it's subconsciously, unconsciously, or anything in between. So with Dream Journal, the number 20 here, the mantra is, I remember my dreams, control my dreams, and use my dreams as a playground for my growth. Dream journaling is a powerful practice. Once you establish a flow with it, there are many insights to gather from your astral adventures. Commit to interacting with your dreams in a new way and looking for the wisdom and guidance that they hold for you. Maybe even jot down a few questions you can ask before falling asleep, calling in the answers to appear within the dream realm. Starting with a 7-day commitment to just write down what you remember about your dreams as soon as you wake up, before you forget them, can get you in the right flow. Or record voice notes for yourself and later transcribe them if you choose to do that. But try naming your dreams, like a book or a movie, to help organize reoccurring themes. Review what you have written or pre-recorded to see what guidance presents itself. And the journal prompt for this card is, recall a recent or powerful dream that you had. Writing it out as if it were a story. What lessons can you learn from this dream? I like the Dream Journal. I really do believe that sometimes certain messages come into our life. Certain things that we're looking for flows into our life. You know? And it's like being able to understand why. And I like that they mentioned like the reoccurring theme, right? Because when there are certain themes that are reoccurring in your life, it's for a reason. When you're having reoccurring dreams, it's for a reason. And it's like taking a time out to stop and identify that. Which has a lot to do with the self sometimes, because sometimes your self will present things in a dream state manner just to get your attention. So what is it that you could be telling yourself? What is it that you could be showing yourself or hoping that you locate or find within yourself? And identify that. The last oracle card that you have is spend time with friends. And it says, I am surrounded by loving reflections. The mantra is, I am surrounded by loving reflections. That mantra in itself is beautiful, because everybody that we come into contact with, everybody that we come, face to face with or anything in between, are reflections of us. Rather, it's through looking at it from a different perspective, you know, or whatever, but they are reflections of us. So to be surrounded by loving reflections, show who and what and how you show up as. Friends are one of the greatest gifts in life. Plan a time to meet up with your friends in person or do something fun. Even if it's only the simple act of sitting around and talking about what's going on in your lives. If you've been out of touch with friends who keep coming up to you in your thoughts, or if you find yourself, you know, finding people just when you're out and about, then make sure that you take the time to catch up with them. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe reach out to a friend who lives far away. Let somebody know you haven't forgotten about them. Maybe share the best of what happened to you both and see what you can learn from each other's, I don't want to say pain, but sometimes, you know, you say something, you share something that's happening with you, and they share something that's happening with them. And that way you guys learn from each other, and you guys are both able to propel you forward on your journeys. Your connections should be mirrors of you to let you know, what can I do differently? What can I do better? You know? So show up for yourself. Show up for yourself, show up for yourself, show up for yourself, show up for yourself. That's what I feel. Show up for your friends. So to call it more fun and a more profound sense of connection, maybe just have a moment to just share, you know, be real, unmask yourself. Sometimes people have friendships and they're just masking themselves. It's just a mask, a mask, a mask, a mask, a mask. Be real, be yourself. See how that feels. So your journal prompt is, are there new friends that you want to call in? If so, write out the qualities of these new friends. Hold to help usher in the arrival in your life. So if you're a person who's just like, I don't really have that many friends. I wish I did. I'm calling in my soul tribe. I'm looking for my soul circle. Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Know what you're looking for. Because best believe, if you're asking for something and you have no clear direction of what it is that you're asking for, you're just going to get anything. You're going to get anything. And that's not what we're wanting, right? We want to be very intentional. It's about being very, very, very intentional. Be intentional with the type of people you're looking for. Be intentional with yourself. Don't just settle for anything. So I hope that this has been very enlightening for somebody who has been needing it. I hope that this gives you the guidance that you've been searching for. And I hope that most importantly that you learned something today and you actually take the advice to show up for yourself. Because that's what it's about. It's about, you know, looking fear in the eyes and letting it know you don't control me, buddy. You don't. So I appreciate you guys for kicking it with me. I appreciate you for chilling with me. It's always a pleasure connecting with you guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. I hope I can continue to be a light and a beacon to assist you on your healing journey. It is Tuesday. I was born on a Tuesday. I love Tuesdays. So I'm going to go ahead and retire for now. And I will see you guys next week with a new episode of Neo Self-Care. Let's see if we can get a visitor on that one. I kind of like that idea. So I will connect with you guys later. I love you. Take care.